Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we're holding Ted Pike over a little bit, and we have more calls for him. Alan in Texas now is on the air. Hello, Alan.
Good evening, gentlemen. I came in at the tail end. Did I hear right that Larry and Chuck Bass are not encouraging people to get out and call their senators on this issue?
Well, I don't know if that's what the caller was saying. He was saying that the producer was keeping him off the air on this particular call-in. So he didn't get really an opportunity to bring up the issue of the hate crimes legislation. But many of these people, these evangelical hosts and so forth, are now pretty stiff-necked, I think, and cool to standing up on this issue, and they're willing to play politics on this issue and take their chances. And unfortunately, as Ted says, it's a pretty risky business to do something like that.
I heard that the Bates are pushing for Fred Thompson.
Right.
And that's not surprising. Larry Bates is a 32nd degree Mason. Mm-hmm. He doesn't let that get out, but I know him personally.
I've never heard of him. I mean, do you know who the Bateses are?
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah.
They're out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in any event, that's what was said. Now, how do you feel about the strategy here, Alan?
We've got to just keep jumping all over these. Unfortunately, I think all of us lost some momentum after our little victory with the immigration bill. We kind of sat back and got a little fat and sassy there.
Yes, I agree. People have the delusion that somebody else is doing it, and we don't have to keep calling every day. We can just go to sleep now and rest on our laurels, unfortunately.
I was telling somebody, right after that happened, I said, okay, but I said, we can't sit back now. We've got the hate crimes bill. We've got the gun control bills. And, of course, we've got the ongoing NAU problem. They're just coming at us from every angle they can.
Naturally.
So, but I appreciate it.
No man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the Congress is in session.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
And, Ted, I appreciate all your work and
well,
you too, Rick.
Thank you,
guys.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Keep
Rick,
up.
Rick, yes. I should mention at this time before I do go off that there is a God in heaven who is watching over this country and is ready and willing to create confusion among the hate bill forces like he's done before, mm-hmm. delays, all kinds of problems. And it's very, very important not just to call to your Congress, member of Congress, but to call to God Almighty right now, because we really are pretty close now to the end of our resources on this. If there's a hate bill, a vote tomorrow morning, it's pretty much the end of the great campaign, which I started, back in 1998. God is waiting and watching for us to bow the knee, to repent of our sins, mm-hmm. to turn to him, to call to him, as mm-hmm. we have never done so before in the history of our nation.
A hearty amen to that, Ted.
Yes.
And thank you for being on once again. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks so much,
All
Rick.
Right. We'll be watching and calling. All right, Ted, good night. And we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, to continue and also to open up to other topics as well. And there are many, no question about it. So you may change the subject and shift gears, as they say. But we do have an open forum coming right up on the program right after these commercial messages. Please support republicbroadcasting.org and get online, go into the shop, as they say, and get into Republic Trading as well. We'll be right back, and Rick Adams, your radio avenger, will be here right up until the top of the hour.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, so you can go to Ted's website, www.truthtellers.org, or you can begin calling early tomorrow morning, 877-851-6437. The toll number is 202, area code, 202-225-3121. You've heard it enough. Now go to it. If you care, all right? There's a number of other things that we definitely want to talk about, and I want to get back to Mr. Ahmadinejad from Iran and the woeful, horrible treatment that he received, not only by Mr. Bollinger of Columbia University, as expected, but certainly from the media elite. Now, this is from Professor William Beeman, who has been a guest on my program a number of times, and he has written regarding the statement that Mr. Ahmadinejad made pertaining to no gays in Iran. And he says, "No gays in Iran, but many same-sex couples." And he says, Iranian President Ahmadinejad's comment that homosexuality does not exist in Iran like it does in the West is true in a sense, writes anthropologist Bill Beeman. In fact, same-sex relations in Iran do lock do look very different from what is called gay behavior in the West. And I think this is very interesting. He says that Ahmadinejad was dented for his statement in a September 24th speech at Columbia that homosexuality does not exist in Iran. Though many Americans find it incredible, differences in the construction of sexual behavior do exist across cultures. As an anthropologist, I can state with confidence that sexuality varies tremendously between cultures. The notion that one is either gay or straight does not accord with what we observe in human sexual behavior, which is far more flexible. This categorization is an artifact of American culture, which glories in binary categories for classifying people, that is, gay or straight, he's saying. Folks that identify as bisexual, yet another ambiguous category, in the United States often get grief from both gay and straight communities for deluding themselves about their sexuality. Of course, it is impossible to discern precisely what President Ahmadinejad meant in his remarks. But what is true is the construction of same-sex behavior. And indeed, same-sex affection in Iran is extremely different than in Europe and America. There has been a recent phenomenon of Western-style gay culture emerging in Iran, replete with gay bars, clubs, and house parties. But this is very new, largely limited to the upper classes, and likely not known to Mr. Ahmadinejad, whose social milieu is the middle and lower class. This recent Western-style gay phenomenon is distinct from ordinary same-sex behavior as practiced traditionally in Iran. Indeed, there was not even a word for homosexuality in Persian before the 20th century. That is, in the Persian language. It had to be invented. The term used by President Ahmadinejad was a term that literally means playing with the same sex. In Iran, same-sex sexual behavior is classified rigidly into active and passive roles. The Arabic terms that he used, active and passive in our language, are actually grammatical terms used to describe active and passive verbs, with a common designation for these roles. The passive partner is still called by the Arabic name, and the active versus passive same-sex preference is well known in the Western world, but it is constructed quite differently in Iran and Arab and Mediterranean cultures. Active partners in Iran do not consider themselves to be homosexual. Indeed, it is a kind of macho boast in some circles, he says, that one has been an active partner with another male. Passive partners are denigrated and carry a lifelong stigma in their sexual role, if their sexual role is known, that is, even after a single incident. They have been deflowered, as it were, the same way that women might lose their virginity, and they are considered to be destroyed, or zerab. In actual fact, many men are, quote, versatile in their sexual activity, but if they are known to have relations with other men, they will always claim in public to be the active partner. Same-sex relations between females are undoubtedly practiced, but this is the deepest secret in Iran and rarely talked about at all. And then he talks about the incident involving a case which happened a while ago that you probably recall. That was the execution. For instance, he deals with the execution of two young boys or men. But he says, to be sure, sodomy is punishable by death in Iran. But such executions have been historically extremely rare compared with the routine incidents of same-sex sexual behavior in Iran. Much was made in the United States, he says, of the two boys who were executed in the city of Mashhad a few years ago for being homosexual, as the Western press put it. However, they were executed because they had essentially committed what we would call statutory rape on an underaged boy. The boy's father was beside himself with rage and grief and pressed charges. In many such cases, the shame of the family and the victim himself is so great that no one ever finds out. Now, you see, that's just one example of how we have been lied to by the media bosses in America once again. They'll report and deliberately distort in their reporting an incident like the death penalty being carried out supposedly just for the act of sodomy, although, of course, that was the rule of thumb in the Old Testament days. Put him to death. Put the adulterers to death as well. Not that extreme, was it? Well, in fact, in this case, as I've just read from Professor Beeman, this was a case of statutory rape. In the end, both the United States and Iran classify sexuality in a way that fails to accord with the range of actual human proclivities. However, there is no doubt that the two systems are very different. How do you like that, huh? I could not help that. I just could not pass that up. All right. Okay. Tom Kimmel, you remember him? He is the oldest living grandson of the late Admiral Kimmel, who, along with husband Short, took the rap for Roosevelt's Pearl Harbor. And he has an email, "The Role of the FBI in the Pearl Harbor Attack." I can see this is going to generate a fascinating discussion come December 7th, when we have Tom Kimmel back prior to that date, because Tom Kimmel himself served in the FBI, in the Bureau, for a number of years. So he can speak not only with authority, but he can speak from personal conviction as well. Just thought I'd mention that to you as well. Okay. Let me see here now. We have more. We have much more. Iran, along with Israel, have collaborated again against Iraq, we're told. And this one has come from, the Near Eastern and African Studies Organization. They take a different note. They say that Ahmadinejad deserves no backing or defense, as he is one of the most hypocrite politicians of the 20th, 21st century. Well, it sounds like we're describing George Bush, huh? Iran, along with Israel, have collaborated again against Iraq, not just during the Iran-Iraq War, but now as well, the wars on Iraq in 91 and the war in occupation in 2003. They, of course, collaborated and worked hand-in-hand with the United States forces to kill the Iraqi Arabs and Palestinians living in Iraq. They have been massacred or tortured in prisons on the hands of the U.S.-UK-Iran-Israel collaborative. Oh, boy. So, Ahmed's nonsense, that's Ahmadinejad's nonsense about patriotism, liberating Palestinians, and challenging the Jews are all theatrical facades to cover up for his and Iranians' thirst for power to dictate the Arabs and to have control side by side with the U.S., United Kingdom, and Israel over Arab land. Now, that is an interesting twist, isn't it, huh? And true that the United States has no business bombing Afghanistan, woman says, who we've had on this program. Iraq and Iran as well. But don't be fooled to think that the United States will be attacking Iran in the near future or ever, she says. Iran has been a secretive ally of France that flew Khomeini to his homeland in 1979 and the West, including the USA. What do you think of that? That's another perspective right here on Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, And we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. We shall return in just 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. All right, Dave. We're back now. 1-800-313-9443. And now we have another guest on the program who, of course, is a regular, John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control, talking about this notorious Dream Act and Dick Durbin. Hello, John Clark.
How you doing, Rick? Greetings. All right. greetings from what used to be our capital, Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
We're not calling it the Dream Act, we're calling it the Nightmare Act.
Yes.
Because these people like to come up with these fuzzy little terms, and
that's what it is.
It is a Nightmare Act. A friend of mine in the Senate was reading a letter that was sent to one of the senators of all the loopholes on this thing. It's just astounding. First off, you know, I thought they had to join the military for a direct path to citizenship. Well, all it is any type of uniform working with the federal government. They could be the health department, anything. That's number one. Number two, for a six-year period, they will be a protected class. Anybody that signs up for this, that would be terrorists, child molesters, you name it. For 6 years, they cannot be touched, cannot be deported. This is what these politicians, and primarily the Democrats, pushing this. I mean, they want to open this country and make it a cesspool so it'll become intolerable and people will be glad to join the North American Union. And that's what the bottom line is, and that is the North American Union. I've had senators' offices tell me, finally, you know, before they denied it, they said, oh, no, that's not true. That's what it's all about, the North American Union. Dissolve the border in Canada, dissolve the border in Mexico. Mm-hmm. That's what they're after. Now, what people can do, your listeners, they could call Mitch McConnell. He's a senator from Kentucky. And ask him to talk against this Nightmare Act on the floor. Now, he says he's going to vote against it, but we need him to talk against it on the floor. Now, I've talked to a number of senators. Most say they're not going to. One senator said, no way, he's going to vote against it, and he doubts very much if it has any chance because other senators say this is even worse than the amnesty that they voted down in the past year. So it's just incredible, these things that they come up with.
Yeah, now the status currently, we've heard a lot of things about the Dream Act, the metamorphosis that it's gone through. We've heard that it's been changing. They've taken this out, put that in.
Well, they're tailoring it.
Yeah, it's worse now than originally proposed, huh?
Yeah, well, they're tailoring it. They took out the tuition because there was such an outrage from citizens and also some senators. So they've taken out the tuition part.
But they've left in just about everything else.
Right, and like I said, they are tailoring it to try to get it passed. But again, I wish people wouldn't call it the Dream Act. It is the Nightmare Act.
Well, we know that, that's for sure.
And they have to keep calling their senators on this.
Right.
Now, I ran into one senator as he was going into the bathroom in the Senate. I was really tempted to go in and try the tapping routine.
Oh, come on. This sounds suspicious, John. Okay.
No, it's true.
I'm only teasing you. Go ahead.
I waited till he came out, though. I didn't want to go in and tap.
But thankfully, yes.
And I grabbed him and went over to the Capitol with him, and he said, yes. He said, 2 years ago, I would have voted for this, but not now. So all indications are... it may be stopped in dead in its tracks, hopefully, because, again, any type of any one of these amnesties, it's all over for this country. It'll open up to everybody, like gang members, or even will have immunity for 6 years. Gang members, MS-13, if they sign up for this. This is what the Democrats want. They want to turn this country into a cesspool.
This is really the Amnesty Act. It's reintroduced after it was defeated this past summer. And that's all it is just another attempt to jam it through.
Well, of course it is. And they're going to try the ag bill. You know, they're just going to keep coming at us over and over and over. They're really upset about what happened with the amnesty. And one statement a friend of mine in one of the senators' office said just amazed me. He said, John, a lot of these senators didn't have a clue that the public was against the amnesty. This is how isolated they are, how dumbed down they are. I said, you've got to be kidding. No, he said, a lot of them didn't have a clue that the American public didn't want this amnesty. I said, don't they read this? Don't they read the language?
I don't buy that at all. You know, and you're pretty savvy. You know that's the excuse they use when they just want to avoid having to talk about the issue, give accountability. They know who the masters are in Washington.
Well, the masters aren't the American people.
No, they're the slaves. The American people are the slaves.
Another one also told me that. He said, John, you guys, please, you've got to stop it again. Again, it's all up to us, the American people, because they're not going to do it. They can't and won't.
Well, we've been working, you know, with Kennedy pushing this hate crimes bill, pushing this
He's going to try to get included in this.
Well, this is what they're trying to do. You know, these add-ons, these riders, and they're trying to jam-pack this legislation and Defense Reauthorization Act. Bush, of course, wants another $190 billion for the war, and they're trying to amend the budget and the legislation so they can pass these in. Can you stay for a few minutes, John?
Not really, Rick. I just want to give an update on
this.
I got
good.
A real early flight.
I appreciate you. You got an early flight. Very good. At least you checked in. Thank you, John Clark. We'll keep the heat on him. All right, we'll talk again. Good night. All right, we'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, in just 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, we're back now. Our number is 800-313-9443. You heard John Clark. You've heard Ted Pike tonight. And we'll continue to take calls on these and other issues. Garen is next on the program. Hello, Garen. Hello, Garen. I don't hear you. What happened? He hung up? Garen hung up. Okay. All right. And right now we have available lines right across the board. Let's see now. We have this story here. More than 20 generals opposing Iraq war break with military tradition. That's interesting. We have retired Major General Paul Eaton. The ethos is give your advice to those in a position to make changes, not the media. This administration is immune to good advice, he said. Good advice. Then you have retired Major General John Batiste. Quote, I had a moral obligation and a duty to do so. I have been speaking out for the past 17 months, and there is no turning back, he says. The generals acted independently, coming in their own ways to the agonizing decision to defy military tradition and publicly publicly, yes, criticized the Bush administration over its evil conduct of the war in Iraq. So the revolt of the generals is what it's being called, and it has rarely happened in the nation's history. It's about time. I guess it's about maybe about 65 years too late, but it's better late than never, I suppose. In op-ed pieces, interviews, TV ads, more than 20 of these gentlemen, retired U.S. generals, have broken ranks with the culture and salute and keep it in the family. Instead, they're criticizing the commander-in-chief and other top civilian leaders who led the nation into what the generals believe is a misbegotten and tragic war. Well, as I said before, boy, we could have used them in the past, that's for sure. In the 1930s, retired General Smedley Butler. You remember him? He had spent 33 years in the Marine Corps. He wrote a book calling war a racket, and he toured the country labeling civilian leaders who prosecute wars capitalistic gangsters. Even in 1864, former Union Army General George McClellan declared the Civil War a failure, called for a peace convention that would leave slavery intact, and ran for president against Lincoln. In 1951, President Truman fired General MacArthur for openly challenging U.S. civilian leadership. You know what happened to him. He was replaced by a Council on Foreign Relations general. In May of 1966, retired General David Shoup, former commandant of the Marine Corps, said this about the escalating war in Vietnam: "I believe if we had and would have kept our dirty, bloody, dollar-crooked fingers out of the business of these nations so full of depressed, exploited people, they will arrive at a solution of their own." Not one crammed down their throats by the Americans. How do you like that? Of course, General Wesley Clark, Supreme NATO Commander during Clinton, he also has a naturally had some very unflattering things to say. But General Eaton, of course, had written this piece because he believed that three pillars of our system had failed. And he realizes the hour is getting very late, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let us take some more calls. Now we have Kevin in Indiana, I believe. Hello, Kevin.
Why, good evening, you goyim terrorists. Happy Groundhog's Day.
Yes, happy Groundhog's Day to you, too.
You know, I had a question for you, Rick. I was wondering, do you or do you not believe that anything that is passed by the federal Congress, that their jurisdiction only lies in Washington and federal lands and territories?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that's true, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Kevin Franz.
Do you flatter me again?
Yes, I know. I'm flattering you all the time, Kevin. You were our guest a while back. You were the one that came up with all the good questions that need to be asked, pondered.
Thank you. And so, I have been remiss on the patriotic road, and I'm going to be correcting that. But what I wanted to bring up about the being remiss part was every time the federal government passes something, it does only have jurisdiction in Washington, D.C. I apologize. I'm an attack dog here. It's 9 pounds, 7 ounces. But anyways, I have been remiss in not reporting what my state has been doing. Within the last year, I can't remember when it was, we had a local paper who had a headline talking about Ohio, legislature and how they were dealing with Ohio's version of the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and right now I cannot tell you if Indiana has ever passed its own version of the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be finding that out. But what I'm saying is we have to be actually start becoming more concerned on the state and local level than we're concerned about any stupidity that we see happening in Washington, D.C., because they don't have jurisdiction over where we live. And do you see where I'm coming from here? And by the way, I've been out of the loop for about 3 months. You went off C-band, and it took me a while to get back to get up on the KU, and I want to thank John Stadmiller for helping me out there, mm-hmm. and Chris. And so anyways, I've been listening since last week now, and and sometimes I wonder, you know, when I say Happy Groundhog Day, I really, truly mean that. It's like we go nowhere. I've been gone for 3 months, and I come back, and I hear the words human being as if they mean nothing, and I hear really intelligent people using the words as if they knew what they meant.
Yes. Right.
So anyways, I just wanted to tune in and, you know, say thanks to Reverend Ted Pike for what he's doing.
Yep.
But,
yes.
You know, unless you live in Washington, D.C., it has no bearing on you. It's what your state does.
Yeah, that is just, unfortunately, whistling Dixie today, as you know, because they have the guns, and as long as we let them use them against us, then it doesn't really matter, does it, Kevin?
Well, that brings up another thing. You just talked about all those Marine Corps
generals
that were... Well, you know something? If they were really as smart as they... And they were honest, really, truly honest.
Yep.
They would realize that since 1868,
mm-hmm.
there's been no real United States of America.
Mm.
We have this thing called the United States.
Yep.
And so, who were they fooling when they were for the 33 years? I know that the one guy for 33 years, way back at the beginning, the first one you mentioned. I mean, he gave 33 years of his life for a lie.
You're talking about Smedley.
Smedley Butler?
Yeah.
Okay, is that a true statement?
Yeah.
Did he not give 33 years of his life for a lie?
Sure, but at least he woke up to some of it anyway.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that serve all their lives, and by the end of their life and their retirement, they still haven't learned a thing, you see? And these are the educated, you know, the great, you know, washed, the great, you know, champions of democracy, as they call it. I mean, they can't even get the word right.
Yes. Anyways, I would like to start a game, if you wouldn't. I mean, it's kind of it's kind of like the game Clue.
Uh-huh, yes. Yep.
Okay, and I know this may not fly very well, okay,
uh-huh.
but I've been thinking about this because I live in Chicago, and Chicago's been listed, you know, in one of those cities that, you know, people think are going to get nuked. But anyways, you know how it's Colonel Mustard with the candlestick and the
mm-hmm.
library type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I believe that we're going to have Ron Paul in Chicago with a nuke.
Mm. You want to start that game, dude?
Yeah, I want to start that game. So my pick is Ron Paul in Chicago with a nuke.
You think Ron Paul would go along with that game?
No, I'm talking about he's the victim, not the pro. He's not the he's the victim, not the agitator in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I almost applaud Ron Paul because he's doing what I've been wanting to do for a long time, and that's get things started. And I think he's actually doing that.
Yes, he's no one is perfect, Kevin, but you have to give him credit because what he has done and what the Internet users have done is to bypass the propaganda of corrupt media. And I think that in itself is quite a feat, don't you?
Yes, I think what he's done is he's forcing their hand. They have to do something, you know, whether it involves him or not, I don't know. But they have to do something because he is even small-time newspapers around here, like the La Porte Argus. So there was a writer over there that sounded like you listened to my radio station or, you know, an RBN, you know,
mm-hmm.
the way he wrote. And he said Ron Paul's our only hope, you know what I mean? So they have to do something.
Well, I think that the one way of looking at it is that it's not just Ron Paul, it's not about Ron Paul, but it's a movement, and Ron Paul typifies and, shall we say, exemplifies that movement across the whole country of anger, of dissatisfaction, of rebellion against the tyranny of Washington. And I think that if we can cultivate that on the Internet, and we continue to build numbers, particularly amongst the young, the people who are burdened with this bill, who can't get employment, who are who are employed and paying their life savings to taxes. These are the ones that need to build that momentum now. The elderly, forget it, unfortunately. Not all, but you know darn right
well. Something?
That's a whole gone generation of socialism.
The spirit? No, I don't know. You see, we got, you know what's happening there? I'll tell you. I spent a little time with my sisters, and they just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary. Mm. That means he started working for Bethlehem Steel here in Northwest Indiana probably 40 and a half years ago, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know what she said to me, my
what's
sister?
That?
She said, when Richard retires, we won't have any health insurance.
Yeah, that's not the only thing they won't have.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is they probably had already always expected with a pension they would have health insurance. And
so what are they going to do about it?
Well, what they said was when we retire, we'll be living in a trailer. She said this house will be gone and we'll be living in a trailer because, you know, she has some health problems, and so it won't take long for things to be eaten up and gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a 40-year-old... Well, so he's 60 years old. He's going to, he's waking up the hard way.
Yeah. Well, you see, because he is one of those who now is looking forward to receiving. Now, those who have been receiving for a long time and have been on the socialist insecurity system, they've been used to this way of life for many, many, many years. And they paid in early, and now they're getting back. The kids that are paying in now, the people, the young people who are paying, being forced to pay by their employer who goes along with this criminality, of course, these FICA taxes, as they're called, they'll never see that money again. They have to understand that. It's a Ponzi theft system that their money is being taken from them to provide for someone else. And here they are, illegal aliens of all people, criminals, lawbreakers, right, coming in, and they're receiving, quote, benefits from the system that they haven't contributed a dime to. How do you like that, Kevin?
Well, I stopped paying income tax in 1993 along with all the rest of them.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
And so that's what I did. And
that's wonderful.
That's how I dealt with it. And mm-hmm. so, when you know, I had to deal with that and deal with them in 98, and I know how to do that. And
right.
You know, I just noticed recently in the American Free Press, one of the ads was talking about how this new way of beating the IRS was the fact that the definition of a taxpayer, and the fact that the man, you know, explained the definition of the taxpayer and won the court case, and the man said, the judge said if everybody used this way approach, everybody would win. Mm-hmm. And that's in just this month or last month's American Free Press. Well, that's how I won back in 97 and 98, mm-hmm. you know, with the definition of taxpayer and the definition of income. So you have to, and then, you know, and then the reason I got my money out of lien was because paragraph A under section 6331 says you have to be an elected federal official or a federal employee, and you've worked for the government. They owe you a paycheck, and they're not going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you have to know these things. You have to use their own rules and regulations against them. And so once
That's
you start
true.
Doing that,
You're right.
then you can kick their butt. See?
Amen, Kevin. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in, too.
Okay, well, you're quite welcome.
And we'll be hearing from you again, undoubtedly.
Yes.
And
night.
Thanks for you carrying RBN on radio.
Oh, yes.
Appreciate it.
Okay, good night.
Right. Hey, good night, Kevin. I think we have Garen back now. Garen, you're next on the program.
Yeah, Rick.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Garen.
Did you watch the Democrats? They're going to turn the United States into one big sanctuary city.
Oh, yeah? Well, what were they doing? You mean the so-called presidential debate?
Yes, they were on tonight.
Didn't you see them?
Didn't you see them?
Out of your mind?
Where they stand on the issues?
Well, let them fall. Those who take the wrong stand should fall flat on their proverbial chinny chins. That's what I think of them.
They want a government program for just about everything.
Well, that's how they'll get the North American Union.
They're going to control your water. They're going to control what you smoke. They're going to control what you eat. Mm-hmm. They're going to control what you do. They're going to control what you wear, where you live, your carbon emissions. They're going to control you from the minute you wake up.
I'll join them then. I might as well be on the winning side then, huh?
They get it all planned out for you,
right.
Rick.
I'll take it.
They get it all planned out for you.
I have one question.
Yeah?
How are they going to pay for it all?
Ha, ha, ha. This is how they're going to pay for it all. They're going to raise the Social Security cap to unlimited, and instead of being it capped at $97,000, it won't have a cap on it.
Cap on, what do you mean, on earnings or on payments?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Which one?
Income tax.
You mean they're going to, income tax, huh?
Yeah, income tax is their cap.
And then they're going to give us a needs
at
test.
At $97,000, they don't take any more out. Say you make over $97,000, those wages don't have
$97,000? My goodness, I haven't even made $7,000.
Taken out. Taxes taken out.
I'm a poor man, Garen. I'm a poor man, and I'm not rich like you.
But you better get up. You better get up some Social Security.
All right. Okay, if you want to hang on, you can. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Uncensored Radio Free America right here on this Wednesday night edition. Rick Adams.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Traitors, next hang 'em high. use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang them high. Check them out, size them up, look them up.
And we have Garen still on the line for a quick moment. Garen, please sum up you and your case.
Hang them high.
Yes, we got another call, so what did you want to say now? Anything important?
Well, that's it right there, man. Hang them high.
Okay, thank you
hang
very much.
Hang all these traders high.
I'll provide the rope. You hang them.
Yeah.
All right, thank
Let's
you, man.
Let's get to it. We got a lot of hanging to do.
Okay. Good night, Garen. Have another one on me, all right, at the bar. Okay, we have John in Texas now. Hello, John.
Good evening, Rick. Say, I haven't heard you say a single thing about Israel telling the U.S. That they no longer want to be paid in U.S. dollars.
Well, it came up
for their
tonight.
Foreign aid. They want to be paid in amounts.
Euros.
Euros.
Not Amero. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. One of our callers brought it up tonight.
Oh, okay. Well,
earlier in the program, Ernie brought it up, and I'm glad he did. Absolutely.
I thought you'd be all over that for sure. I mean, I just find that, you know, kind of a little bit much.
And Egypt as well has also demanded.
Oh, really? They jumped in on that. Well, the last I heard, you know, is...
Well, you know why.
Saudi Arabia doesn't want... Well, I know why. Everybody knows why. Right. But, I mean, if you're on the receiving end of foreign aid, it looks like to me you'd be thankful for what you got, since we shouldn't be paying them anything to start with.
Amen to that, yes.
Every single cent that we're paying Israel in foreign aid should be going back into the Social Security system to make it solvent. To take care of Americans.
Yeah, well, you know, if we were doing things right, there'd be no foreign aid, there'd be no Social Security. It would be up to states and local communities and private citizens to take care of themselves. But we're far from that point, aren't we, my friend?
I'm afraid so.
And I think that's the reason we're in the mess we're in, John. We have, we've thrown the God out of the picture. Now we have a new God, and that's the state. The state is our God now. And that's what people are worshiping, and that's who they count on for their daily bread, my friend. You see?
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Let's hope those generals get together, have a little powwow, figure out what it is they're going to have to do, and do it.
Amen. I couldn't agree more, Brother John. Thank you. Thank you, friend.
Good night.
You're a good call. I appreciate that. If I had something to give you, I would give it to you. Maybe a free
you,
tour
Rick.
Of the transmitter site or something.
You're a good radio announcer. I really enjoy listening to your program.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. I enjoy you calling. Good night
Thank
now.
You.
Hey, we're out of time. Manny, can you arrange for that? You arrange for this man or some of our callers to have a free visit to the transmitter? Or at least a visit to Manny anyway. Cheer him up, bring him a pizza now and then. No, okay. Just kidding, folks. All right. Very interesting night, rather depressing night about the hate crimes bill. But you know, as I said before, never, never, never give up and keep calling. Keep calling them, ladies and gentlemen. You know the numbers. I'm not going to keep repeating them. You better call because you know what they are and you haven't been calling. All right? I call the toll number, and you call the toll-free number, but let's call tomorrow morning, first thing, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Get on the horn. Tomorrow night, Lord willing, we'll be back again with another great program right here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rick Adams. Good night. With